A course of advanced business English.
重庆大学出版社，重庆大学电子音像出版社。
Unit 1, Business Ethics. Part 1, Preview Activities. Listening Comprehension. 1. Fill in the blanks with words you have heard from the passage. Business ethics is a system of accepted beliefs in business which governs the conduct of people in doing business based on the social moral values. It has been a very popular topic recently. More and more people, especially CEOs in big companies, have realized the importance of business ethics for their business practices because you can't cheat your customers forever and get away with it. Corporate social responsibility, CSR, is the awareness that business activities have an impact on society and the consideration of the impact by firms in decision-making. Socially responsible firms can be profitable while voluntarily engaging in activities beneficial to society. Society increasingly expects businesses to do more than just make profits. Social responsibility is a necessary part of doing business today. Companies must weigh the impact of their decisions on consumers, employees, investors, and environment. Successful businesses provide products that satisfy their customers' needs. They also shoulder responsibility to employees by providing safe working conditions, equal opportunities, fair compensation, adequate benefits. When maximizing the investors' benefits, businesses should be responsible for the protection of the environment. There is one and only one social responsibility of business, wrote Milton Friedman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist. To use its resources and engage in activities designed to increase its profits. New research suggests that CSR may create monetary value for companies, at least when they are prosecuted for corruption. The largest firms in America and Britain together spend more than $15 billion a year on CSR, according to an estimate last year by EPG, a consulting firm. This could add value to their businesses in three ways. First, consumers may take CSR spending as a signal that a company's products are of high quality. Second, customers may be willing to buy a company's products as an indirect way to donate to the good causes it helps. And third, through a more diffuse halo effect, whereby its good deeds earn it greater consideration from consumers and others. Previous studies on CSR have had trouble disentangling these effects because consumers can be affected by all three. A recent paper by Harrison Hong of Princeton University and Inessa Liskovich of the University of Texas attempts to separate them by looking at bribery prosecutions under America's Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA. The authors argue that since prosecutors do not consume a company's products as part of their investigations, they could be influenced only by the halo effect. The study found that, among prosecuted firms, those with the most comprehensive CSR programs, as measured by MSCI ESG, a provider of corporate indices, tended to get more lenient penalties. Their analysis ruled out the possibility that it was firms' political influence, rather than their CSR stance, that accounted for the leniency. Companies that contributed more to political campaigns did not receive lower fines. In all, prosecutors should only evaluate a case based on its merits. They do seem to be influenced by a company's record in CSR. We estimate that either eliminating a substantial labor rights concern, such as child labor, or increasing corporate giving by about 20% results in fines that generally are 40% lower than the typical punishment for bribing foreign officials, says Mr. Hong. All forms of CSR are not created equal. Spending on employee and community relations had a much bigger impact on the prosecutors than did promoting diversity or being environmentally friendly. Mr. Hong and Ms. Liskovich admit that their study does not answer the question of how much businesses ought to spend on CSR. Nor does it reveal how much companies are banking on the halo effect, rather than the other possible benefits, when they decide their do-good policies. But at least they have demonstrated that when companies get into trouble with the law, evidence of good character can win them a less costly punishment. 2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions according to the passage.